From Washington, this is VOA News. China and Russia block a UN Security Council resolution against Syria and in Somalia. Threat of further attacks. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington. Russia and China have blocked a UN Security Council resolution containing a reference to possible sanctions against Syria if its leader continues to pursue a brutal crackdown on opposition protests. The veto sparked U.S. and European outrage. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice said the draft written by France, Britain, Germany, and Portugal was opposed by countries who would rather sell arms to the Syrian regime.
The people of the Middle East can now see clearly which nations have chosen to ignore their calls for democracy and instead prop up desperate, cruel dictators. Those who oppose this resolution and give cover to a brutal regime will have to answer to the Syrian people and indeed to people across the region who are pursuing the same universal aspirations.
Russia's UN envoy Vitaly Churkin denied supporting the Assad regime's brutality, but claims it is supporting the Syrian people.
We are not advocates of the Bashar Assad regime at all. We are talking to the government in Damascus in a very demanding tone of voice, telling them what needs to be done in order to get out of this crisis. It is our firm conviction that we are not siding with anybody in Damascus. We are siding with the Syrian people because we think that in the Syrian people, and we know that, there are not just the people who are trying to topple the government, but there are those who want to see peaceful change.
China's foreign ministry said in a statement the draft proposal would blindly pressure Syria and not help ease the situation in the country. Somali insurgent group Al-Shabaab is vowing to carry out more attacks in the country following Tuesday's truck bombing in Mogadishu, which left at least 70 people dead and dozens more wounded. Officials and witnesses say the attack in the capital city happened early Tuesday when two suicide bombers rammed an explosives-laden vehicle into a government compound on one of the city's busiest streets. The Islamist group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, claiming it was aimed at Somalia's transitional federal government and warned that more serious blasts are coming. A general strike is forcing airlines to cancel all commercial flights across Greece. Protesters are continuing demonstrations and work stoppages in a show of displeasure with Athens' latest austerity plan to avert a Greek debt default. Greek officials expect Wednesday's strike to impact many public services. Aegean Air said all Wednesday flights have been canceled as air traffic controllers join the stoppage. Bus, ferry, rail, school, and government office closures are also expected. U.S. House Speaker Boehner is expressing strong opposition to legislation aimed at punishing China for undervaluing its currency. The leader of the Republican-led House said Tuesday, one day after the U.S. Senate voted to proceed with the bill, that it is beyond the scope of the U.S. Congress. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer criticized his stance, saying the only thing Beijing understands is being tough. The head of America's central bank says China's currency practices hinder U.S. and global economic recovery. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke offered the testimony without addressing the Senate bill.
At a time when the Capitol reverberates with intense and often bombastic debate on China's currency valuation, Fed Chairman Bernanke told reporters that, indeed, Beijing keeps the yuan artificially low and that undervaluation has real consequences. Bernanke spoke at a hearing of the Joint Economic Committee comprised of legislators from both chambers. He said China's currency practices contribute to sluggish economic growth in the United States and other advanced industrialized nations, which puts a damper on global expansion. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and the head of Egypt's ruling military council have discussed regional security issues after recent cross-border attacks between Israel and Egypt sparked a diplomatic dispute between the two countries. Panetta and Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi held talks on the issue Tuesday during a meeting in Cairo covering a wide range of issues, including Egypt's response to Arab Spring protests that saw the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak. A tiny Central Pacific nation, the Marshall Islands, has turned its nearly 2 million square kilometers of territorial waters into the world's largest shark sanctuary. International conservation groups say humans kill an estimated 75 to 100 million sharks each year, which has pushed nearly one-third of all species to the brink of extinction. They passed new laws that prohibit commercial fishing of all sharks. I'm Marty Johnson, VOA News, Washington.